rising controversy over our Lord as his public ministry progressed. Yes, the more his enemies depicted him as a no-gooder. John had a demon, and our Lord was just plain run-down old drunkard, glutton, so forth. All of this, as it were, reflects a mentality still around, pretty much, us, of denial that there's any such thing as a good for its own sake. It's good for me, or it's not good at all. It's called cynicism in the ancient world, and it probably deserves the name in the modern, but people have as it were, recognized that there was such a thing in ancient times, so they're still looking for the name. We want to, as it were, underscore a most important point that whatever else might be said about our Lord, the one thing that cannot be said about him is that he is not good. He is goodness itself. That is the great proof, the sacrifice on the cross, that he loves us. And he wants us to have confidence, as it were, to strive to reform our lives, to walk faithfully in his footsteps, to share his love. That indeed, the very love that he was willing to die for, love of my love, and we should strive to be willing to die for love of his love. We need to ask Our Lady over and over again to help us to be humble, to recognize our nothingness, as St. Thomas says, that it was Jesus who has made us good by loving us first. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, in God in him. And it is sharing the humility, the lowliness of Our Lady, the willingness to recognize that we would be absolutely nothing were it not for the goodness of God, to see how wrong it is to label people in this fashion, that there are no good in them, that we cannot expect good from anyone, when we can surely expect it from the Lord. And for those who love him and are willing to put down their life for them. This is why Pope St. Damasus loved the martyrs so much, that they responded with the love to the love of Jesus. And I hope that in cataloging them, in listing all the ancient martyrs of Rome, he might, as it were, also be found worthy to sacrifice for the sake of Jesus. Let us also, as it were, ask Our Lady to help us to want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and love him as he loves us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.